Now, we know that we are only partly body, right? We're partly soul also. So here's the question. Does vacation do anything beneficial for the soul? All right, here's the answer. When you take time away from the job, you're also taking time out for yourself that allows your mind to find some freedom. When you let go of over-worry about work issues, your brain gets to go off the clock and attend to matters of personal significance. Personal significance. That's a good thing. That is not a bad thing. Personal significance or not. Letting your mind wander is one of the healthiest things you can allow it to do. There's a whole list of amazing discoveries and innovations that popped up when the creators were, quote unquote, on vacation. Almost everyone has had the experience of having a brilliant inspiration during a mundane task. And it turns out that when you're not trying to think of something, your brain has more freedom to creatively explore solutions to problems or imagine new ways of doing something. We don't have to necessarily be causing our brain to just be working on an issue all the time. Sometimes that's what we need to do. But other times, all we need to do is just relax, just rest, just chill. And the brain is still going to do what the brain is going to do. And sometimes the brain does what it does better when we're not trying to guide the process, the thinking process. When we let our brain know, this is the issue I'm working on. This is the problem I want to resolve. This is what I'd like to create. It's something along these lines. And we give the brain enough input that the brain can take it from there and do what the brain does. Very often, that's how inventions come about. How many of you have had an idea come to you while you were truly relaxing in the shower? Relaxing, you weren't thinking about work. That warm water was hitting your body. You were taking your time, just massaging the dirt off your skin, letting the water hit you and just rinse all the dirt away. Just relaxing, just being refreshed. And all of a sudden, a thought came to your mind. Whether it was a thought for a new song, whatever it may have been, a thought came to your mind and boom, hey, that's the answer I was looking for. Vacations can help with that. And the process of creative expression is simply more important to our emotional well-being. The process of creative expression is actually more important to our emotional well-being than the product that we actually end up creating. The creative expression, the process of that, that's more important to our emotional well-being than the creation, whatever product it is that we've created. When we're freeing our minds from the daily yoke of work, we'll also experience freedom from the worry-induced aches and pains that are generated on the job. Your body turns mental and emotional stress into physiological experiences like headaches, backaches, muscle tension. Can you help me say psychosomatic? Not in the sense that, you know, a lot of people use it where they say, well, this is all in your mind and you think you're feeling it in your body. No, I mean now where it is in your mind. And because your mind is overloaded by what's in it, you really are feeling it in your body too. Remember, we are body and soul. And what happens with one part of us affects the other part of us. By letting go of the stresses for a week, your body is able to unclench and return to its healthier, more relaxed state. And that is good for the soul. I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to vacation, truly vacation. In other words, let everyone who needs to know in advance. You're going to be away during such and such a period of time. You will not be available. So when they start sending you phone calls and text messages and tweets, if you decide to take your smartphone with you, And I know some people will want to take it, if for no other reason, just to deal with the emergencies. You know, something happened on the road, you want to be able, you know, while you're driving your rental car, you want to be able to call for help. If you decide, you know, family members decide, hey, why don't we go do this while you all do that, because we're not really interested in doing that, but we don't want to keep you from it. So somebody goes shopping while the other one just sits. You know, you may be in the same mall, same shopping center, but someone wants to look at these types of items and someone else wants to look at those types of items. Okay, no problem. We all have our phones with us, so even if we don't know, you know, we get lost, we can find each other again, because all we got to do, hit the numbers on the dial, hit the numbers on the smartphone, tell each other where we're located and where we're going to meet again. It's all good. So I can understand if you still want to take your smartphones with you when you go on vacation. However, let the smartphone be strictly for family use and emergencies. Let everyone else you work with know in advance, during such and such a period of time, I will be away and unavailable. That way, number one, you don't even have to check your voicemails. Don't even feel obligated to check the voicemails. Don't feel obligated to read text messages and all of that. Don't feel obligated to check emails. Come on, it's time to rest. And you let them know in advance that that period of time, you will be unavailable. You've done all you needed to do. And then, when you finish the vacation, then you can check your voicemails and emails, etc. And you can rest. And I, when I say rest, I mean including not having a guilty conscience about not responding to other people, because you will have let them know in advance. Make sure you take care of your email replies too, so that you get that vacation response or that away responder, whatever your email program calls it, so that if someone sends you an email, automatically they get a response letting them know you're unavailable for such and such a period of time. Handle it that way, and then let's let your hair down. All right. Now, when we come back, let's talk about resetting the body's operating system. Yeah. Body has an operating system just like machines have operating systems. Let's talk about how to reset it.